Building confidence in banks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today at the White House saying the nation's financial systems are sound following the collapse of two banks.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
Regulators closed Silicon Valley Bank on Friday after it experienced a traditional bank run where depositors rushed to withdraw their funds all at once. New York-based Signature Bank also failed. President Biden says no tax dollars will be used to cover any depositor losses, as the money will come from fees the banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. Stock indexes are volatile amid the bank failures. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ currently in positive territory. California communities already affected by flooding are expecting more rain today. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Pajaro, California.
This additional storm, just not what folks need here in Pajaro, California. After a levee breach flooded this community, the sheriff here says that around 2,000 people have been impacted, many of them now staying in shelters. Emergency responders had to go door to door telling residents to get out. Officials here say there had been fears about this levee failing during the strong atmospheric river event back in late December and January, and while it held then, the heavy flow on the Pajaro River might have weakened it, and during this storm, it failed, and dozens of rescues had to be made.
Meantime, a strong storm system is expected to bring some of the heaviest snowfall of the season to areas in the nation's northeast. A port of entry in El Paso closed after hundreds of migrants attempted to cross a bridge into Texas at the same time yesterday.
Yeah, there was a Facebook post going around telling migrants that if they showed up to the bridge yesterday and if they had children with them, they would be led into the United States. Masses of hundreds of migrants pushed past Mexican border guards and run onto the Paso del Norte Bridge in El Paso.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Mission, Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Incidents involving aircraft on the ground and in the air have travelers and federal agencies concerned.
From airplanes clipping wings to a flight out of Hawaii taking a nosedive over the Pacific, such incidents have many asking, how safe is air travel? NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said on ABC's This Week she believes flying is still safe, but changes post-COVID are noticeable.
We saw a lot of layoffs. We saw a lot of employees retire. We have new employees coming on that are being trained. And then in addition to that, I think we have a pretty complex airspace.
Homendy said in 2017, runway incursions, where a plane's takeoff or landing is interfered with, numbered about 1,300. She says that's now up to about 1,600. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The declared Republican candidates for president are on the move today.
Former President Trump is holding a campaign event in Davenport, Iowa, in which he plans to address what his campaign calls America First education policy. Iowa's governor recently signed a school choice bill. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is rallying in her home state with a campaign event at a technical college in Myrtle Beach. Going into the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in Iowa Friday, as the Washington Post reported that DeSantis has privately told people he is running. He told Fox's Brian Kilmeade, though, recently, for now, he's focused on his book and Florida's legislative session and would think about other things in a couple of months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden is sticking with a blue and white color scheme for the exterior of the new version of Air Force One. The Air Force says the light blue on the new model of the modified 747s that transport the president will be a little deeper and more modern in tone than the robin's egg blue on the aircraft currently in use. Boeing is currently modifying two of its 747-800 aircraft that will use the Air Force One call sign when the president's aboard. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.